Tell agents I'm a wholesaler. So there's a question that came in here that we should probably address really quickly because you're going to encounter a lot of people in this industry, not just agents. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studio. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about tell agents I'm a wholesaler. So there's a question that came in here that we should probably address really quickly because you're going to encounter a lot of people in this industry, not just agents, not just brokers. You're going to encounter, if you're doing this the right way or at volume, you'll be encountering attorneys, you'll be encountering appraisers, you'll be encountering agents and brokers, and if you have enough deals on your table, at some point you're gonna also encounter sellers that may choose that they want to use their own buyers, sellers, use their own attorneys, professionals, inspectors, and stuff like that. So with that being said, you're gonna find yourself in a situation where should you introduce yourself as a wholesaler? Is that really a thing? Can that command the respect that you deserve? And so this question came in. Question says, should I tell real estate agents that I'm a wholesaler? What is a wholesaler? So real estate wholesaling is investing strategy. If you're watching this video, chances are you already know what it is. You lock a property under contract. Well, you scout and market to find motivated, distressed sellers that need to sell their house at a steep discount because the house has become a liability and they need to get rid of it. They need to pawn the house, right? So, and it's a need on their part. So you're bringing them value essentially. So we market as wholesalers. What we do is we market to pre-foreclosures, tax delinquencies, divorce, people that have life crisis that has basically made the idea of selling a house cheap a solution for them. So we show up and we help them. So sometimes you encounter a person who says, yeah, I'd rather use my broker. Yeah, you can talk to my broker. Yeah, you can talk to my agent. Or you can talk to my attorney. You know, sometimes you encounter that and the deal is good enough for you to even move further in the conversation. So that's what this question is about. Should I tell real estate agents that I'm a wholesaler? It depends, you know, it depends. For the most part, it's not a need to really say that. If you're leading with that as a thing, like your title, if you're leading with the title of your profession, chances are it's already wrong, okay? It's probably already wrong. What you should be leading with is, what kind of problem are you solving? What kind of value do you bring into that situation, into whatever relationship is going on there that you're trying to build? What kind of value are you bringing there? And that should be what you should be leading with. And if you can't answer that question, you're probably doing it all wrong already, right? So if you're marketing, which you should be, right? Your marketing should be offering some kind of value, right? Offering some kind of solution, right? So for example, we buy houses, right? Let's say that's your seller proposition. That's your proposition, right? But what is the unique selling proposition in there, right? Are you sending that specifically to pre-foreclosures? Then when you say we buy houses and you sent a letter, you sent a direct mail out to a list of pre-foreclosures in your area, right? And somebody calls you and say, hey, Ola, I just got a letter from you and I'm trying to see if you're still interested in my property. Yes, can you tell me a little bit more about your property? That's what you will lead with. You're telling them to tell you more about the property so you can find out where you can apply the value you bring into the market, into that particular market relationship, right? If you don't know if you don't find that out first, it shouldn't be about I'm a wholesaler. You shouldn't have to say that, okay? Because if you have to lead with that, like I said, it's probably already wrong. So the first thing you should do is, yeah, tell me more about the property. Well, do you think they're gonna tell you like, hey, yeah, before I tell you about my property, can you tell me what your title is? Are you a doctor? Are you No, they already know who they called. They remember they called a letter. That's why I always prefer inbound prospecting, meaning inbound calls to prospect, rather than outbound, which is cold calling, right? Cold calling requires you to have to break that ice and sometimes find yourself in a position where, or should I say I'm a wholesaler or not? No, you shouldn't have to say that either. It should be as simple as, hey, do you own the property at 123 Main Street? All right, great. I was wondering if you're open to receiving offers on that property. It should be, again, about your proposition. It should be about what kind of value are you bringing to that particular relationship. You should be leading with that. What are you? Are you a realtor? No, I'm not a realtor. I'm a businessman and I'm looking for property to sell, to buy in the area. All right, great. Yeah, I could tell you more. Now, if somebody's already skeptical and they say, hey, are you a wholesaler and stuff like that? That means they have a fence up. They have a guard up and they have probably been beaten the wrong way, you know, by some unprofessional wholesaler somewhere. And at that point in time, you have to do a harder work of selling them on you as the right person to work with. So if somebody says, are you a wholesaler? I would say, what do you mean? Yeah, I will lead with that, okay? The what do you mean is a great question to ask when you notice that somebody is already putting the fence up and they're looking for ways to kind of like check out or anything like that. You don't want to be the first to check out of the conversation. Let them check out if they want to. If they're negative and they want to check out, you let them go, right? But if they're still on the phone with you and say, are you a wholesaler? I said, what do you mean? I mean, then they will tell you more. They're like, yeah, there's a couple of guys been calling here and talking about their wholesalers. I'm not interested in working with those. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know about that. I'm just calling to find out if you're open to receiving offers on the property you have at 123 Main Street. You have to diffuse that. Basically, you have to destroy that. That fence that they put up, you have to destroy that with knowing how to ask the right question. But it starts with marketing the right way. Because again, if you're marketing to the wrong audience, then you're going to be encountering this kind of stupid questions, okay? Like, are you a wholesaler? What do you mean? Okay. So should you tell agents or anybody, are you a wholesaler? It doesn't matter. It's not required. You're looking to purchase a property. You're looking to lock a property under contract. And I wouldn't be discussing that unless I have a solid relationship with whoever party is in question already. Like, let's say it's an agent that I work with. Of course, they need to know that we wholesale, right? But somebody you're just meeting that you're basically in a position of prospecting? No, of course not. Don't tell them you're a wholesaler because that's not really a title that the industry recognizes officially, okay? But it's a thing. Wholesaling is a thing of immense magnitude that has always been there since the beginning of mankind. It basically means you buy something less than retail price, obviously, so you can sell it for a profit. It's not just about real estate. It's a concept that's always been there. If you learn basic economics, wholesaling was there. It means you buy less than retail price so you can sell to retailers, okay, for a profit, obviously. So it's not illegal or anything like that. It may require certain licensing and things like that. So again, this is more of an art than it's a science, but it becomes more of a science the more you surround yourself with this knowledge. That's why you want to make sure you subscribe here, because I share this nuances with you so you can eventually become a professional like some of our students that have gone through here over time. All right, so that's what I have for you. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Right now, what you want to do is, again, it depends on marketing, right? You want to market the right way, go get this book for free right now at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Especially if you want to skip 80% of the hustle, make $100,000 a year with or without closing deals, and then also simultaneously increase the number of deals you're doing by 10 times, okay? And if you go there right now, I'll give you this for free as well, Real Estate Money Secrets, if you go there right now. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.